Notas London Terraway Lel Shishi Rabbi Mendy Chizik Parshas
Vayakel.
Parshas Choshev Olim here this evening. I think the Hachona for this share reminded me of a story. Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Rav Gosh Yeshiva Slobodka, when he took upon himself the additional responsibility of being the Rav, besides of being the Rosh Yeshiva, he made a deal with himself that he has to have 2 hours a day spare to learn, I think it was seven daf. I think he wanted to complete daf, his shas every year. So he made a tenai with himself that however busy he is with the tzorche tzibur, he's going to take upon himself the responsibility of always allocating 2 hours a day to shut himself off from the kehillah and making sure he's got the time to sit and learn. Ma'ez Shoya, it was one day, he was coming back from yeshiva. It was late in the day already. The queue in his home, the queue outside his home, was endless, and he realized this isn't going to happen. My 2 hours today isn't going to happen. When am I going to learn my daf today, my dafim today? Ma'ez Shoya, Rabbi Yisai, he barely entered his home, and there's two policemen knocking on his door. What's his? Epstein? He says, yes, you're under arrest. He said, what for? We'll discuss that later, sir. You're under arrest. He grabbed his Gemara off the shelf and made his way with the police. He was kept in a cell for 2 hours. He finished his seven daf. They opened the door and said, sorry, we got the wrong person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah and helped him learn and keep to his commitment. Rabbi, I'm not on that level. Yesterday afternoon, my grandson called me up and said that one of my daughters needed an urgent appointment in hospital. Would I take her? I said, sure. So I ran home, fetched a letter from the doctor, fetched my daughter, and took two sforim from my shelf in order to prepare tonight's shir. I got to the hospital. There was no waiting time. I was in, and I was out. And I said to my daughter, Amachaya, look how happy you are, but look, I got the sforim. I needed the time. I was prepared to sit and do it. My boy said, I wasn't given the time yesterday afternoon, as much as I prepared it, and Baruch Hashem, no policeman came either. Kol ish v'isho, said Apostle in Zaparasha, if we have time tonight, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to try and learn one kasha with seven beautiful answers. Each one is in itself a gem. Each one can be shared. You can have two for each meal. And a third one, if you're lucky, and still have spare for Shalosh Udus. It's Apostle before Shlishi in Vayakir. The Torah says in Lamed Hei Chof Tes, the Torah discusses the nedavos given to the Mishkan. Kol ish v'isha, every man and woman, asher nodav libom oisom, whose hearts wanted, lohovi lechol hamlocho, to bring chol hamlocho, asher tzivu Hashem la'asois, heviu b'nei Yisrael nedavo l'Hashem. The pasuk concludes with the words, heviu b'nei Yisrael nedavo l'Hashem. And the Mefarshim will ask, the pasuk seems to be repeating itself so many times. Let's listen to the pasuk. Every man and woman whose hearts wanted to bring presents, they brought, B'nei Yisrael brought Nadavas Lashem. Couldn't the pasuk have ended a few words earlier? Kol ish ve'ish asher nodav libom lahavi. Heviu. Why does the Torah repeat Heviu B'nei Yisrael? We know that. Was just been told, kol ish v'isha. Every man and woman wanted to bring. And the Torah repeats at the end of the pasuk, heviu b'nei Yisrael nadavo l'Hashem. We know that. Reb Yonason Eibeshitz, this is a phenomenal vort. The Rebbe Reb Yonason says, the Torah is telling us that something happened over here in between the lines. If we can read between the lines, we'll know that something else happened. Kol ish ve'ish, every monkey, man, woman, kol ish ve'ish, including the ear of Rav, and Klal Yisrael stood there, shocked, perhaps horrified. The Mishkan is going to be built by gifts from the ear of Rav, who gave their gold to the Egel Hazov, for Dizov. No, that cannot be. But they were there. Says the Gebbe of Yonason, that Klal Yisrael said to them, go home. We're not interested. Take your presents, take your money, go home. We don't want it. We don't need it. It's a finished choice. We're not going to build a Mishkan with your money. Okay. But the Mishkan is now losing. If you do your accounts, you see the Mishkan had offers and the Klal Yisrael have kindly turned it back. So the Binyan listen to Pshat and Pasuk. Klal Yisrael came back a second time. They returned and they were mashlim the deficit. They were now mashlim. They brought back that what was originally sent back by Klal Yisrael. They said, hang on, there's 100 kilo of gold gone back. How, what right do we have to do this? We're now going to go home and bring from our own money that extra money that we sent back. Kol ish ve'isha. Every man and woman, including Erev Rav, Asher Nodav Libom, they brought. But Klal Yisrael sent them home. Heviu B'nei Yisrael. The B'nei Yisrael now brought a second time. It's not repeating. It's a second set of events. Now the B'nei Yisrael, not the Erev Rav, not Kol Ish V'Ishah, the B'nei Yisrael, not the Erev Rav, came to bring Nadav Ol Hashem. Because that is how they saw the building of a Mishkan. And I want to compare this to a Sepona. The Sepona from the Gedolei Rishonim says a vort in next week's parasha. But the Torah tells us, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edus, and Rashi already points out that the word Mishkan is the same as the word Mashkan. It's a collateral. Our Mishkan was taken from us twice. Both our Bati Mikdosh were taken. Says Rashi's Loshen, Shenismashkein b'shnei churbonin. Twice we lost our Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Sepona, in beautiful words, but the Mishkan was never taken. Beis HaMikdosh won. Beis HaMikdosh sheini, yes. But not the Mishkan. Says the Sepona, do you know why? Because it was built with kosher gelt. The Beis HaMikdosh Rishon was built by servants from the king of Tzor. Hagam Yishonu Rabbosai state in Masechtas Kala Rabbosi that Chiram, king of Tzor, entered Gan Eden alive. A goy. One of the 7 people entered Gan Eden alive was a goy who helped build the Beis HaMikdosh. Because for him it was a zechus. But for us, it was a disadvantage. By Yesheni, Ezra, no less than Ezra writes in Perek Ches, I couldn't get a Levi to build it. It's built by Koyrish. So the first 2 Bati Mikdash were destroyed, but the Mishkan not. It was built with Erech HaGelt. And that ties in beautifully with Rabbeinu's Eibeshitz. That Kol Ish V'Isha came Lekatchila. They turned the ear of Rav round, the quickest U-turn you'll ever see. He said, we'll bring it. Have you bring Yisrael? So Zochinu Ladin, we've answered the Kasha once. The Chidot. About whom we have to say the Chidot. The Goyin Hadoyer at the time, who actually Aboisai, the Chaznish writes that the Chidot did a Maisa Soita once. There's a woman who was suspected of being unloyal to her husband, and the Chidor read up Parsha Soita to her, and she died on the steps of his home. And the steps were paved with gold, where she died, And the Chaznish writes, it was there until the Nazis bombed it. That's the Chedor. So listen to a vote from the Chedor. The Chedor teaches as follows. He says, imagine you've got a group of people together, Lidvar Mitzvah, and you're putting out an offer. We're raising money for a certain stocker, whether it's yeshiva, school, any moisad. And people feel a moment of hesoirus, and they offer more than they would actually have intended to at other times. We've all been there. Later, they sort of semi-regret their kind offer, and they think, you know what, perhaps I shouldn't. I can't exactly turn round and not live up to my promise. So they'll give it, but their heart's not in it. And the donation doesn't come from the same place that the promise is. So the Chedor. Klal Yisrael over here. Says the Pasuk, says the Chedor, the Torah is telling us, Heviyu b'nei Yisrael, kol ish v'ishra asher nodav. First of all, they were nodav. They promised. But there wasn't one moment of regret. There wasn't one second of a feeling, perhaps by the time I give it, I won't feel it that way. Not at all. Heviyu b'nei Yisrael. They brought this as the Chedor from the Nedova to the Havo'ah. They were shovim, they were equal. Their promise to deliver and their delivery were equal. So you state in Chedor, the reason why the Torah repeats, Heviyu b'nei Yisrael Nedova l'Hashem. The Mahavil Diskin I heard this recently that after the fatigue of the Mahavil Diskin when they poured the Tisha Kabin water to purify the Heilige Guf of the Mahavil, there were Talmidim who collected that water, and they write that they gave that water to drink to Choylim, ill people, and akorois, barren ladies. And Talmidim write, kamo choylim nisrapu, kamo akorois nisabru. How many ill people, how many unfortunate women were healed with the water that was poured on the guf kodosh of the Mahagil. So the Mahagil diskin. A kodshim dikavot. If a person takes an item and makes it kodesh and then decides to bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh, there's potential trouble along the way. He's handling kodshim. He's handling kodshim. And we all know the halacha that if a person even inadvertently uses kodshim, he's been moil behektish, for which there's an oynish. There's a korban osham to bring. Says the Gemara in Psochim, I think it is, that Hillel HaZaken always tried to avoid this problem. And if Hillel HaZaken wanted to bring a korban Hashem, he didn't say this will be a korban and then transport it to Yerushalayim. Transporting a korban, once it's already become hekdesh, you're running into trouble. Why face that? Let's avoid it. He would bring the korban, and only in the Beis HaMikdosh, or outside, would he say, this is a behemoth, this is a korban, oyle or shlomim. Only samoch l'shchita, state in Gemara. Says the Magil Diskin that Klal Yisrael over here were doing exactly this. They wanted to give everything, but they were frightened that if they give it too far away, Nebuch somebody might be moyel behekdush, kol ish veisho asher nodav libom, nodav in their hearts. They want to do it. How do they do it? Heviu b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael brought it. And then they said Nadova l'Hashem. They didn't bring it already as a given gift. Because they're running into Trilchas Me'ilo. Says the Mahagil, Nadov liban. There's a Nadov in their heart. What did they do about it? First of all, says the Mahagil, they kept that in their heart. They carried it with them. Unsanctified. And says the Pasuk, they brought it. Heviu b'nei Yisrael. Only upon arrival, Samach l'shchita, was it Nadov al Hashem. They made it Nadov al Hashem. So they state in Mahagil. Chol geklet, Rabbosai, we know, perhaps, from a chinuch aspect, we can touch the pasuk slightly differently. And bezeichet to a fourth mahalach. We know that when a person does a dvar mitzvah, it's not just nice, but perhaps I'd say the word crucial, to be mitzarev, to join in with ourselves, the next door, excite them about bar mitzvahs, excite them about avodas Hashem. You're going to bake matzahs, take them with, let children see. You're going to choose a lulav and esrog, take them with, they've got to see it. As a kind zeit nish, vete nish wissen. How many stories do we know of people who masmidim gedolim, but it wasn't seen by family members, and the mesoga didn't pass on nicely. By me, a shtub, I'm a minhag, I'll never close my door when I'm learning. B'shomayv. No matter who I'm learning with, that door is not closed. I want them to come in. Let them come in. A kind of zin. And perhaps I'll share with you but the Dihava Uvda. I went approximately 7 years ago to visit Dayan Lopion, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, on a Shabbos afternoon. I took my son with. I was an edger for Shabbos. I wanted my son to meet an Adam Godel. We walked over Shabbos afternoon from where we were staying to Dan Opin's home. And we spoke in learning, we schmoozed. And my son told him a lovely vort in the Gemara he was learning. And already then, finding it difficult to walk, he jumped up from his place and said, "For that you deserve a kush." And he kissed my son on his forehead. "Bring them with. You're doing the Dvar Mitzvah. You're choosing an Esrog. Take them to the children with." Efshidozog the Torah. Call Isha Isha of the adults. Asher nodav libom. In their hearts they wanted to give nadovas. A child shouldn't see. When you give a nadova, I'm not discussing a matan besesa, then something no one has to know about. When a person wants to give matan besesa and respect the other person's confidentiality, megeten das nicht. We're talking over here of a person doing a Dvar Mitzvah, Evel Geben, Mishkon, Sogta Torah, Heviu B'nei Yisrael, Heviu, they brought their young to see the Nadav al Hashem. Why exclude them? Include them. Be Mechaya to them. Let it be Mechaya the Neshomas. Torah has got to be part of our lives, not an outside limud. It's not something that's outside of us. 3 weeks ago in Parshas Mishpatim, my daughter, 7, asked my Rebbetzin on a Friday afternoon. I won't say the name of our helper at home, a non-Jewish lady, been with us for many years. And my daughter said to my wife, "Is she a thief?" My wife said, "No, why do you ask? Isn't she our Eved Ivri?" I love the question. I love that question. I love it. I'll tell you why. It's because her learning is part of her home life. So the Torah, Heviu B'nei Yisrael Nadav al Hashem. You've got to bring the B'nei Yisrael to see the mitzvahs you're doing. There's a sefer called Koheles Yitzchok, very popular sefer, brought out in the days of the Brisker Rav, of an Elochi that lived in Brisk. And he wanted to teach a Zabshot. He says it based on a story which happened in the days of the Marsha, when the Marsha was looking to rebuild his yeshiva in Lublin. They realized that they wouldn't find it easy to raise the sum of the money they wanted. And they decided the easiest way to do it would be to offer to sell the kibbud to place the Evan Hapino. Who would have the kovod of placing the first stone of the Marshal's new yeshiva? On the day before the great auction, Ayid knocked on the door of the Gabba. And this is what he said to him. Whatever the price goes for, however high the bid goes, sell it to me for 100 rubles more, anonymously. No one should know. And you could say at the time, it's gone to anonymous bidder for whatever it is, plus my 100 rubles. Said the Gabba, but they'll know it's you. No, said Ayid. You say it's anonymous, and I give them the kibbutz over to the Marshal. Fahi Ayoyim. They're standing there, the Gansa Kinna of Lublin, and they're bidding for the big zechus. Who wouldn't want the zechus of putting down the first stone of the Marshal's yeshiva? The bidding was going high, and finally reached the peak. It's not moving. A Gabba announced, it's now being sold anonymously for whatever we've just discussed, plus the 100 rubles to an anonymous CTO, and the kibbutz goes to the Marshal. The Marshal said to the Gabba, and who bought it for me? Said the Gabba, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I can't say. So the Marshal said to the Gabba, okay, ask the Yid if you can tell me. And the Marshal and the Gabba asked the Yid. He said, yes. And the Marshal called him in. He said, thank you for the honor, he said. But you're not a wealthy man. You've paid more than anybody else in a city could have afforded. Where's the money from? Said the Yid, I'm a hard-working person. I'm in my late 50s. I've been married for tens of years and not been zeichet to children. And every time I had money, I put it aside. So I should, when I have a child, I should be able to give him not just chinuch, but the best chinuch. We scrimped and we saved, my Rebbetzin and myself, said this Yid, to give the best education. I don't think the Bunshan will bless me with a child. Let my money go to your yeshiva. When the Marsha heard this Messias Nefesh, he said, I don't agree. I give you a brocha. In this year you'll have a child, and I will learn with him when he comes to my yeshiva. And the Marshal wasn't young when he said that. And toich shono, they were blessed with a child. Says the Koheles Yitzchok. People gave running to give money to Melech HaMishkon. Kol ish ve'ish rashen nodav libom oisam lohavi. What was their reward? The heviyu b'nei Yisrael. They were able to bring Yiddish a kinder to yeshivas. When people sit at dinners and they think, I'm supporting this Moisad, I'm supporting that Moisad, they're making a mistake. Heviyu b'nei Yisrael. They're bringing their own zechusim to bring their child to Torah v'Avodah. Heviyu b'nei Yisrael. And I wanted to compare that to a Gemara in Moed Kotten Daf Tes, where the Gemara says in Moed Kotten Daf Tes, that after Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdosh, Klal Yisrael went home, and all their wives were b'taharo, and gave birth to baby boys. A Gemara Moed Kotten. Come out the same as the message of the Koheles Yitzchok. People think we're supporting Torah. Torah supporting us. Heviyu b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael were not over Hashem. The Alshech HaKadosh, Rebbe and Talmud of the Arizal, he taught the Arizal, but the Arizal was not allowed to teach him Kabbalah. The Arizal says, Heilige Alshech HaKadosh, Klal Yisrael wanted to give more than they could. What? Only this, they said. We want to give much more. Kol Ish v'Isha, they wanted to give L'chol Hamloch. But, says the Alshech, if I tell a person at my front door, here's 50p, I'd like to give you more, helped him garnish. He said, thank you very much. It doesn't mean thank you very much. What's he got out of it? Oh, but klape de geboine shiloylam. As eine hot an adobol Hashem. Lohovi lohol am locho. The geboine shiloylam is exactly how much you want to give and reckons that. So the Al Shech listens to Pshat and Posuk. Hashem measures your heart. Kol ish ve isha, Hashem no dav libam. Your nedava was lahavi lachol hamlocha. You want to give everything? Heviu b'nei Yisrael. It was counted as if b'nei Yisrael brought the full amount. It doesn't work by your front door. Or the klapa the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who doesn't measure the amount, but he measures your heart. That's he says. So the Dos of Pshat, he says, we say this. Someone has to be a nediv leiv, not of libom. Hashem counted. You want to give more? I'll count it. And finally, we'll end in the last few seconds that we have. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Gimel, talks about Kesef Azov. And the Pasuk says, Toichoy Rotzuf Ahava. The inside of gold is Rotzuf Ahava. What does that mean? Pshat is Poshut. Klal Yisrael gave gold and silver, but Be'etzim they gave themselves. Similar to the Alshach, but different. It's not Pshat they wanted to give more. They wanted to give themselves. They thought, we want to be part of this. We don't just want to give money. We ourselves want to be a chelik of the Melech HaSamishkon. There was Ahavo inside the gold. There's Ahavo inside the silver. For Zichalein. They themselves were there. Eshekem Azogun. That this is seventh Pshat in Pasuk. Kol ish ve'isha. Asher nodav libom. They wanted to bring. They didn't, and then the diva slave men, they weren't just satisfied with just giving gold and silver. The pnimius they wanted to add in. Heviu b'nei Yisrael, they brought themselves as nadav al Hashem. They weren't just saying, here's the money, give us a receipt, and then let us go home. They wanted to give themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted it as if the Melech HaSamishkon wasn't just built on gold and silver. There was Toicho Yerotzuf Ahava. Yerotzuf Shenizke. Lebinyam Beis HaShlishi, which will stand, V'Shachanti B'Soichem L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.